Blog Talk Radio.
You are now serving up the beats and making it harsh. It's DJ.
Excuse me? Charles? My name is on the list.
What list?
The DJ's list.
Miss Thing? There is no guest list tonight.
Oh.
Lonely people, lonely. Lonely people, lonely. Lonely people, lonely.
Come on.
Sounds of DJ Mike Q.
DJ Mike Q.
Double zero. is Alana Laura, Magnifique Elite.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are back live on another installment of the show. Bitches, it is season 3, bitch. And this is Tuesday night, and this is another premiere night, honey. We have the icon herself, the legendary Cabbage Ebony, is going to be coming on the motherfucking line, honey. I'm not going to waste no time and sit here and chit-chatter and conversate with y'all and all types of things. I'm just here to help Cabbage on this night, honey, to guide Cabbage through this evening. But, honey, I told y'all, we were going to give y'all all different types of varieties for this new season, honey. We have the recaps with myself and Rodney and Nicole and whoever else feels that they want to jump in on Monday night. And we have Cabbage here on Tuesday nights with Cabbage's different special guests. And then on Wednesday nights, we have the legendary Nicole Icon with Lady Nights. And she's definitely going to be having all different types of ladies. And if you don't have her on Facebook, go find her on Facebook because she has been promoted on Facebook and all over the place. So definitely go to find her on that. But let's not waste no time. Let's go straight into your host for the evening, the legendary Cabbage Ebony.
Hi, everybody. What's going on? How's everybody doing? Y'all got to bear with me. This is my first time doing this radio station, like kind of on my own. I'm glad that I got Kelly with me. But I'm going to try to give y'all as much history, and I'm sure she's going to be help me out a lot. I hope that Rodney calls in, and I hope that a host of others. Whoever wants to call in, push one. I'm going to answer as many questions as I can. We're going to talk about history. We're going to go back to better days. We're going to go back to the resurrection. We're going to go back to the Mark Ballroom. We're going to go back to the Y. We're going to go back to the Elks Lodge. I'm going to try to take you as far back as I can. And with the help of hopefully my guest stars, which should be Bernie, Ebony, Derek Ebony, and Miss June Mizrahi, we should cover a lot of areas. We should cover the 80s and the 90s, and with all three of us together, we should be able to cover most of the 2000s. With a little help from Kelly, we're trying to give her a vacation. We just want her to do Mondays. Tuesdays will be me, and I guess Wednesday will be Miss Nicole Icon. So we're trying to give her a break so she can give you some fresh, innovative ideas on Monday, so I can give you as much as I can give you on Tuesday, as well as Nicole on Wednesday. So I'm just waiting for I guess Bernie's already queued in and waiting for me. And I guess whatever else. What else should we do, Kelly? I mean, what should we talk about right now? How should we crack this ice? Let me know.
Baby, how you want to crack it, baby? We can crack it any type of way. I am here to crack the motherfucking ice, honey. All you girls out there that's in the chat room, you 31 girls that's in the chat room, I think the red carpet is still on. I think that they're back on the air and they're still on, so that's why the numbers is low. But you girls have been asking for ballroom history, And, oh, we have a lot of callers, though. But y'all girls have been asking about ballroom history, and y'all wanted to know the history. And y'all was very in tune when Cabbage and Andre was doing the trilogy and everything. And so now we got Cabbage here, and y'all going to get history on top of history on top of history. Cabbage has told me about different people that Cabbage has been trying to get on the show. So, girls, please do not be afraid to press one or to take and call in and definitely ask questions. This is the time you need to know your history. And things about your house that you don't know, maybe Cabbage might know about your house, like who founded your house, who started your house, who was the first mother of your house, who was the first father of your house, all of these types of things. If your house parents didn't tell you these things, honey, call in with a fake voice, honey. Don't be embarrassed to put your house on blast because you don't know these things. Call in with a fake voice and ask because you might want to know things. Send an IM over to myself, send an IM over to Cabbage, send an IM over to Tins and Chops and ask questions, and your questions will definitely be answered. But it's what you want to do. You want to bring Bernie on and start the madness? What the fuck? We ain't got to waste those time.
Oh, you know, bring Bernie on and let's start the bullshit. I mean, I'm living for it because I know Bernie has a lot to say. I wish June would cue in. I guess Derek said that she had an appointment, so she was kind of going to be running late. I'm sure she'll hit me up in a minute. But if not, okay, Bernie isn't there anymore. So, Kelly, let's talk about, I hope Rodney's on by now, but let's talk about the judges panel that went on Sunday.
The judges panel that went on Sunday. The judges panel that they had on Sunday was really, it was like really, really crazy. I'm going to have to call you back. I'm doing my radio show right now. I'm going to call you back. The judges panel that went on crazy was really crazy on Sunday. It started because, you know, I sit back and me and Jack sit back and everybody think that just because Jack has three or four different commentators and Jack is running around, he's not watching things. So Jack be all different places watching the ball. And so if you girls don't know and don't realize, Esquilitas has cameras all over Esquilitas. So when they say that Jack is in the back and somebody's asking for the envelope and Jack is in the back and Jack is talking to Ben, Jack can be watching the ball from the back. And so Jack will come out and tell me, pay attention to such and such because they're trying it. I'm not going to put no girls on blast. Pay attention to such and such because they're trying it. And so then I pay attention to them and then I see that they're really trying it and they're doing this and they're doing that. And a lot of the girls was doing that on Sunday. Louis Legacy came out and had on a snakeskin black boot. And Sean St. Clair chopped him. But then Tim Jews, Father Tim Jews, Ebony came out and had on a black snakeskin boot with orange on the top and strings at the back, but then Sean gave his 10. So I had to come and say something and put it on blast because every once in a while I'm going to stop a ball if I'm capable of doing it and put a judge on blast if they're trying it to let the girls know you have to pay attention because they're trying it. And I stopped it at that point in time to let the girls know it's not just about me stopping it because it's about one of my children. I stopped it because it was about a legacy and it wasn't about one of my children to make the girls know it's not just all about me stopping the ball and being rowdy about my children. It's about being fair and getting the politics out of the ballroom scene back to where it needs to be to just for all the kids in general so we can get the girls back out there on the floor and get the talent out. Because it's a shame, Cabbage, that this day and age and time that these kids will take and go out here and come out to the mainstream balls and give us a big lot effect mistake. But then when it's time to go to the motherfucking Kiki balls, these bitches look like they're not shopped in motherfucking Bloomingdale's or motherfucking Macy's.
You don't gotta tell me. I went to the function that was given at the lab a couple of weeks ago. I guess it was their legendary big function. And my kids asked me to go. And I was really shit shocked and surprised that the ball was so well organized. There was no fight. There were no arguments. And it was really funny to me. Only thing that was really strange to me was that nobody in there, except for later on Michael Dupree and Preston Princess came in, there was nobody in there of my age.
Yes, because these young kids, they have so much, and that's what I was saying when I did an interview on Luna's show. these kids, and we didn't get all the talent and the drive that they put into the Kiki Bulls back into the real Bulls, it would be amazing. Kevin, send Bernie's number over to Switchboard, because we're going to have to call Bernie because he got kicked off the line and the lines is full. So send his whole number over to Switchboard. We're going to have to call him because the lines are full. We're trying to call back in, but the lines are full. So now you just hit me up in the chat room.
Okay, I'm sending it over right now. But yeah, I'm just so shocked that a lot of these kids, they put a lot of effort into that. And believe it or not, I can't even blame them. Because when I was...
Please enjoy the music while your party is reached.
Hello?
Hello.
Bernie.
Hey.
We have the legendary icon himself, Bernie Jordan Ebony, on the line. Hi, Bernie. Welcome to the show once again.
Hey, everybody. How are you?
And again, I would like to say thank you, Bernie, for coming on, you know, on my behalf and everybody else's. Because I know you... I know we share a lot. In ballroom history, and on top of even more than ballroom history, we share a lot. When I lived in New Jersey, I got to realize and know you for Bernie. I mean, ballroom Bernie could be, you know, a real nice, real sweet, you know, keeping his house together. But getting to know Bernie of Newark was something that was amazing to me. And me and Bernie got to really sit down and talk about certain things. And now that Bernie has joined the House of Ebony, we've even drawn even closer as a whole. And it was surprising that everybody was asking me, well, who are you going to get? I said, well, the first person I know I can depend on and a person that I really want on my show to talk about history would be Bernie. And Derek, of course, because, you know, Derek came out the same year. Me and Derek came out the same year together. Derek a little before me. And June, because, you know, from the years of 1990-91 to 1997, June was an all-around butch queen. I mean, this is what we're missing right now in the ballroom scene. There are no more Andres. There are no more Bernie. There are no more, you know, it's like there are no more Junes. There's no more Vanessas. You know, there's no more, there's so much that we're missing in the ballroom scene. I mean, our history tells it that we've had some of the best, Eric Adonis. I mean, it's just, when the House of Adonis first started, it was just like, Miss Hakeem and that whole little small, intimate group was just like, they were so powerful. Like, the House of Ibisu is evolving now. I mean, they become a group of small, well-organized house, which I wish the House of Ebony could do the same thing, which we can, which no problem, but I think that the House of Ibisu doesn't really have a lot of competition now. Like, back in the days when the House of Adonis, they had the House of Revlon coming up right behind them for Runway as a House. We need those categories back. Runway as a House is an imperative category that needs to be brought back. We'll bring back a lot of people to the ballroom scene if we get a category like that back. I can name a few of them, like Hair Fair. We'll get more of the Butch Queen and Drags and Femme Queens, not only walking just Butch Queen up in Drags Realness, or Butch Queen up in Drag Space. They can walk Hair Fair. You know how many talented homosexuals we have that do hair? I mean, it's just amazing to me how we don't have these categories anymore.
But, Kevin, there's a reason why they're not there. Because people are more concerned with making money than being original and making people work for money. They're more worried about getting the crowd and being popular than actually giving the ball and making kids use their creative imaginations and using their mind.
I mean,
people don't want to use their minds anymore. And the problem, I agree with you, like, categories when you have as a house, there's several reasons why we had them. I think that we needed those things. We needed to have, as a house, categories, because, again, it brought unity.
Right.
And remember, the categories have face, body, and realness, one face, one body, one realness. See, it was sure that we could work together. That's what made a house.
Cabbage, they want you to talk up in the chat room. They said they can barely hear you.
Who, me?
I'm so sorry, guys. Can you hear me? Is it better?
I can hear you fine.
Hello?
Somebody in the chat room just sent Kelly a comment. Can y'all guys hear me now?
Yes, They say yes.
Okay, all right. So I'll keep the receiver to my mouth. But
I was
like
saying
so
again
much.
That they need those categories. They don't have that anymore. There's no unity anymore. I mean, I remember as a house category, it was like people would like you would have to bring like 6 or 7 of your members in, and you had to work together. They don't do that anymore. It's all about individual.
You know, like not too long ago, I was just talking to Terry Chanel. I mean, like minutes ago, I was just talking to Terry Chanel. And he was like, you know, a lot of things don't go on in ballrooms. Like, we're missing so much. But, I mean, it's like people like Terry and myself and you and Derek and even Andre and Kelly. I mean, it's like we need to start giving functions that are reputable. You know what I'm saying? That where these categories are in there for these kids to give them something to think about. Bernie, when I tell you no lie, I was at the Con Ball in Atlanta, and their runway category was one to think about. I had to go back to the flyer and thoroughly read the flyer to make sure that I was judging correctly. And when I tell you whoever put that flyer together, that category in itself was amazing to me because they had to bring different looks, like Jean-Paul Gaultier, looks that he's done before, John Galliano. And that makes these kids get on the internet, and instead of going to Adam for Adam or BGC, it made them Google these designers. And then they had to do their homework. Then they had to get their outfits together. And when I tell you more than 30 to 35 people walked that category, and most of them, for the most part, had the look down pat. Now, when they return, they had to show us what they could do with their runway. And when I tell you that was a clean cut battle, and I loved every minute of it, only because it was so creative. And I think we need more categories like that.
I do too. I really do. Because I don't know, I like when the girls, and you know what I loved about the latex ball? I love the fact that they had that designer's delight. I love that
right.
category.
And I miss that category so much.
Shows how much talent that people have that's in the ballroom scene. Stuff
exactly.
like that needs to come back. It definitely do need to come back because it shows you who's talented. Because it's a lot of people that's in this ballroom scene. A lot of the girls go out and they get effects made and they paying people outside of the ballroom scene to make their effects and all different types of things. When you got people that's in the ballroom scene that can do it and help you and give you a reasonable price for it instead of you being overcharged by people outside of the ballroom scene. The ballroom scene alone, with the different people that we have that make different outfits and things and hair and does makeup and all types of things, bitch, we can turn this into a multi-million dollar enterprise if everybody comes together and works together.
Well, first and foremost, let's be realistic. They're not going to come together and work together. But what I think we can do is we can use those people and they can start, and they can go into the industry on their own. Look at the Milan. Look at Eric and them. Look at Derek. He did it for years. I mean, we're so talented, but the problem still turns out to be is that this is, and I know that I may be a negative voice here, but to be honest with you, I do think that there's a couple things that's going on with the ballroom scene. One, everybody shouldn't be given a ball.
Exactly.
Let's be honest about it. Everybody can't give a ball. I don't care how long you've been walking. That's first and foremost. Everybody shouldn't give a ball because you don't understand how to give a ball.
Right.
You know, and there's no application or no class to take. Some people are just better attendees than givers. It just works
right.
that way. You know, and second of all, too, like, you know, we don't, the leaders, and I say the leaders, they're not really into teaching their kids history. Because, let's be honest about it, the categories were more fun then than they are now.
Exactly. And, I mean, with all this modern technology that we have, I mean, ball should be like something really space age by now. I mean, as many people as we have in the ballroom scene that have so many talents. You got Aramis Adonis, which is Jamal Milan now. That's a wonderful singer. I mean, we have young DJs like DJ Mike Q. We have so much talent. We have gymnasts, ice skaters, dancers, Olympic hopefuls. you know, I mean, we've taken it to another level, but how in our own backyard, we can't get our own ballroom scene together. And to me,
yeah,
what
and
makes
and you know what, too, but catch this, though. You ready? It's funny you say that. We have so much talent, but how about when the category calls for green, they wear blue?
But then
so, again, so it's not that we don't have the talent. It's how about the youth today, let's not blame it all on the leaders and everything. The kids at football today, they're so defiant, they're going to tell us how to walk the categories that we kind of put together. People don't even respect your ball anymore. You say, I don't want you in all white. They come with black sneakers.
But
and then read you when you tell
think,
them they can't walk.
Right. That's the problem right there. But
you know what? You know what? So what else is a problem? When they have a category and the category says creativity. And the girls go out there, and the girls get a cat suit, and they put some patches on the cat suit. Or they get a shirt in the back, and they put a marker, and they write their house name on the back of the shirt, back, and cut it up and tie it up. That's not creative. If you knew me, listen, I remember back in the day, if I wasn't prepared, when I was a child, and now I'm Israeli, if I wasn't prepared to walk a category, I didn't hit the back of that runway unless I was prepared already. These girls are taking going there, and just because the whole ball says young or white for everything, let me use a prime example, Jack's ball that happened last month. Every category was in yellow. Majority of the categories was in yellow and white. So after girls start walking their category, bitches is putting shit together and walking, and then those be the girls that come out there and win that coin over a girl that has worked a whole month to make the effect.
Okay, but you know what, though? But let me say this, though. Is that the girl's fault or is that the judge's fault? Or is that the person giving the ball fault? Because, again, when I have a ball, there's a certain standard that I'm looking for. So if there's any discrepancy with a category, it's up for me to say, you know what, baby, I want to thank you, but that's not what I'm looking for. Don't even put the judges in it, because the judges don't – they, first of all, you should be the first – how can I say this? The first wall to hit. Then the judges should be the second. And then the audience should be the third. So there's three walls one must hit before you hit the floor. I'm going to add one more wall to it. There should be a parent or a leader from that house saying, Boo, you look a fucking mess. Sit your ass down. You
yeah,
understand what
but
I'm saying? There's no leadership anymore. The fact of the matter, this ballroom has become such a farce on itself. I'll give you a perfect example. And I got to give Kool-Aid, well, Self and Khan, great credit at Jack's Ball last month. Because you know I don't get to come out on Sundays often. One of his kids, it was butchering up in drag, and she had a wig on. No, she had a weave. And he chopped her. He said, because you can't be a drag if you're wearing a weave. You can't be. How can you walk drag in realness if this is sewn in your head? That means when this ball is over, the intent is that you're going to walk out in public. And
I want to know something, right? This is what I want to know. Where is all, because everybody tells me, because I go to Jack's focus groups sometime on Tuesday nights, and the kids tell me when they hear my name or being called from the judges panel, they're scared to walk or they're very intimidated. Where are the Stuart Ebony's of today, the Stuart Ebony's, the Cabbages, the Bernie's, the motherfucking Derek Ebony's, the Dre Ebony's, the girls like, bitch, when I used to walk, bitch, and I would see them on, I'd be like, oh, bitch, what the fuck, bitch, am I going to get through tonight, mistake? Because now the girls is just like everybody. But I remember when I used to walk balls, it was never 30 or 40 girls walking a particular one category, mistake, because the girls get, bitch, that judge's panel is fierce. Now the girls just don't even be intimidated. Where's all the fierceness in the judges and such? It's like, okay, whatever. Honey, let's let these bitches through.
You know what, though? Because it becomes such a political aspect. It's a political playground. Let's be honest about it. It's going to always be political, and there's nothing wrong with politics, because there's politics in all the animal kingdom. There's an alpha male, there's an alpha female, and there's the omegas, and then there's the bitches that go catch the animals, and the king comes and eats. That's fine. But what I don't care for is that the ballroom scene has become such a farce. I'm going to give you a perfect example. Realness with a twist. What's the difference between realness and a twist and performance?
It's no difference. It's no difference. And it's no shade. It's no shade. It's no shade.
And I will never have a ball with both of them.
It's no shade. It's no shade. It's no shade to any of the children that walks Willis with a twist, the ones in my house and the ones outside of my house. None of these kids now that walks Willis with a twist is Willis with a twist. They all broke in. All of them. Willis with a twist. I remember Willis with a twist when they first started having the category. These boys would come out there, they'd be falling out their dips. They would, hands would be messed up and all types of things. But it was cute to see a thug boy try to vogue. Now they spinning, they dipping, they flipping, and everything. They not Willis with a twist. You know, let me tell you something. I respect Quincy Icon for knowing the fact of he was done with Realness with a twist, and it was time for him to convert over and become a Vogue Femme. I commend him for that. And everybody else needs to start doing that also. Because
they're not Realness with a twist.
Right, but what you need to do, and believe it or not, I think that when they give the category Realness with a twist, first you should deal with the realness. That means that every twister has to walk realness. And the twisters that I see today with cut names don't make no sense to me. How are you walking realness with a twist with a name like Barbara or Karen or Lily
or Susan?
And you know what? Believe it or not, I love Susan's performance.
But you know what, Cabbage? Love them or not love them, that's not the point. Love them or not love them, I could care less if you say, well, I love them or don't love them. The reality is the reality and the facts are the facts. It has nothing, shade is, let me tell you, if you can't take shade, don't come to ballroom.
Right, that is not for you. And believe it or not, shade is not really that hard because it's something that we call it shade and, I mean, in the straight society, they call it being funny. Okay, shade is what shade was at the end of the motherfucking day. It's just like working at a job. It's always going to be competition because there's going to be a bitch waiting for your job.
But that's what makes ballroom, and that's what made us so unique in what we did. Because you had to, just like the business world in a sense, you had to stay on top, and there's nothing wrong with that. But the problem is. Become that we no longer have a policy, rules, and regulations. We now follow what the people tell us to do. We don't have, there's no written rules anymore.
Okay,
who was the child that asked who just said, where are all the Stuart Ebony's in the mat?
That was me.
Who is this?
That was Kelly.
Oh, sorry, Kelly. Bob, no, I couldn't catch your voice. I'm sorry. But Kelly, you ready for this? They're all the King Legends in 6 months. That's where they are. Legends for 6 months. These girls, everybody, nobody just wants to be who they are. Everybody wants to be something in this ballroom scene, like the ballroom scene owes them. And the fact of the matter is, we don't owe you anything. It has to be earned. And even if you agree with them or you don't agree with them, it has to be earned.
Right. Bernie, hold on just a second. We got June on holding online. Switchboard.
And Jerry wants you to call in, too.
Okay, I'll call him. Switchboard, you can put June right on in.
Hello?
Hi, June.
How you doing? Finding you,
it's me, Bernie, and Kelly.
How you doing, Kelly?
Hey.
What's up, Bernie?
Hey, June, how are you, baby?
I'm doing fine.
Okay, June, what we've been tackling so far is balls and how they have changed so much and how there's no more creativity in the ballroom scene. And I guess me and Bernie had a minute to slosh across this. So how do you feel about that?
Well, actually how I feel about the new ballroom, I really don't care too much for it because the kids nowadays are not earning their names. They are being given their names by girlfriends. And that right there it don't make me feel good about the ballroom scene because, for one, when I came out in 89 and to actually walk my first major ball in 90, I had to work to get to where I am. My name wasn't just given to me. And coming up in the ballroom scene, you had to either get up underneath someone's new ballroom scene. And unfortunately, when I came out in the ballroom scene, Avis brought me out. And then I was blessed to have came out as Armani under my dad, Derek. And he taught me the ropes of footnight wear labels, runway, and all that. And nowadays the kids are now just jumping into houses, don't know their categories. They're walking categories that they're not. And when they're walking, like I heard the Realness with a Twist category, some of the guys that walk Realness with a Twist are not real. Because if you real, how are you going to jump from walking Realness with a Twist to Vogue Femme or walking up in pumps or walking drag categories or categories like that? That's, you're no longer real to me.
And, you know, and June also, too, you know, and not to blow my own horn or anything like that, but I remember when I made you a legend. I made you a legend the same night I made Princess a legend. And you guys had worked so hard and were so unstoppable. It was undeniable. You understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
They don't do that anymore. There's no, right now, there's so much debate about who's a legend and who's not a legend, that legendhood, unfortunately, almost doesn't mean anything. And to be honest with you, it really doesn't mean anything at this point in stage of the game. Because when you look down the line, the lineage, if you have to debate about somebody being a legend, they're not a legend. Do you speak English and you have to think about it, then boo, you're not speaking English.
Exactly. You know, it's a lot to deal with, because we seem to deal with a lot of things that go on in the ballroom scene, and we let them go. I mean, we have a bunch of legends. I mean, to be honest with you, when I became legendary, I didn't even realize I was legendary. I mean, it was just until I started being called by Eric being legend. I got one day with Eric, legendary captain. I was like, okay. But it didn't mean, you know, it didn't mean anything to me, because I knew I earned it. You know, it didn't mean anything to me. It wasn't like it was shocking. I knew what I was going for. You know, I was going to be a legend. I mean, that's what my goal was in the ballroom scene, to become a legend. I mean, and then after, you know, I wanted, you know, it was things that I wanted to do. It was something that I wanted to do. And I tried a few categories. I tried fag out. I tried high fashion sissy. I tried skirts ahoy. You know, I did old way, new way, floor performance, air performance. I mean, it was just so many things to do in the ballroom scene that took time to think about. I mean, you would get a category sheet, and you believe it or not, Bernie, remember back in the days when we used to get a category sheet and a bitch wouldn't give you her category sheet?
Oh, yeah, because she wasn't worthy of it.
Her ballroom flyer. Oh, no, no,
remember,
no, no.
Wait, what about this? Remember when Paris used to come to the park and you would pray that she would give you a flyer to come to the pre-ball?
Exactly. I mean,
do you remember that? Like, if she blessed you, mind you, she first said, fuck your money, bitch. You're blessed because I want to see your young new ass at my ball.
Exactly. And back in the days, having a Dupree trophy was like everything. It was like, if you got a Dupree trophy, you was a bad bitch.
Yes.
You was a bad bitch. Miss June, you know that bitch used to be out. The ball could be in December. You are preparing right now. Mind you, during the course of you preparing for your category, you might change your shoes two or three times. You might change your outfit once or twice. You might even change your whole concept. But believe it or not, we prepared months at a time for the 6 to 8 functions that we got a year. Now, there is like, what? There can be 5 functions in 1 weekend.
Well, baby, who are you telling? Because I was in 3 different states this weekend.
Okay, it's like, you know, you just so gagged that the house of, you can get an Escada ball in Chicago. You can get a Herrera ball in St. Louis. You can get a Chanel ball in New York. You can get a Mugler ball in Atlanta. And you're like, which one am I going to?
The fat one.
Okay, and then you got to cipher out which one are you going to. So now you think about it. You got to go, well, there's a father in the Midwest, so I guess they're going there. I guess I'm going to go you know, to the Chanel Ball's oldest house, you know, Fred and Terry and RR. Let me see what they give it. And, you know, you bring a certain amount of girls to there. But it's just like, out of those four or five balls a week, only one will be successful.
That's true.
So if we had taken the time to go to a legitimate ball, I mean, you don't mind going somewhere. Like you said, Kelly, I don't mind packing my kids up and you know, and whatever. I'm the kind of bitch that I pack as many as I can up in a truck or whatever, and bitch, I'll drive from here to whatever. I'll drive from here to Atlanta by myself. It's just a reputable ball. I don't mind that. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind driving from here to Detroit. As long as I know when I get there that it's a reputable ball and the ball is going to finish and I'm not bringing three and four kids from New York and they're not going to get to walk because they're not getting to the end of the category. That never happened when we were in a ballroom scene. When I started a walking balls in a ballroom scene, you would stand there and wait for your category, and when your category come, you trust and believe. That was the highlight of your night. If you walked face, you waited for Femme Queen face. It didn't matter. Femme Queen face at one time was the grand finale. Now it's a shame that Femme Queen face is not a grand finale like it used to be. Not unless it's for $5,000.
Well, I can understand that. I can understand the money aspect of it. I can get with that. But what I can't get is, bitch, how about half face?
But you know,
well,
now
let's go back to the basics. How
but
about a bitch just being lovely?
Don't actually, when you said face back in the day, you looked at Danielle Revlon, you looked at Moldavia, you looked at Ajahnay, you looked at Tempest, Tempest St. Laurent. You looked at Octavia. You looked at Alyssa. Them girls,
Sarah Richard.
They said, yes, you and Sarah, when you said face, them girls sat outside, and the ballroom said, Femme Queen face. Them girls was coming painted. Them girls was coming to put that ballroom to a halt. Nowadays, the girls only walk Femme Queen face is its cash. And sometimes, the girls wait for the next girl to come out because they want that girl. It's only a few femme queens now that I can actually say from where I stay in Atlanta that I would actually pay money to actually go see Rock Sock a ballroom. And that will be Miss Motherfucking Temperance. That will be Miss Raquel.
Who'd you say?
Miss Tempest. Miss Raquel.
There's no shame. I stopped at Raquel. And I mean, and there's girls that are just as lovely, but nobody brings the noise like that lady.
Yeah,
no, to this day, she brings me, she takes me back. She takes you there.
Yes, she does. Yes, she does. And another girl, too, because I've seen this young lady, she blossomed from a butch queen in drags beating the femme queens in phase, and she turns it now for femme queens in phase. That's Miss Temple. I got to give her her prop. Then I got to give the old mother, Mizrahi, that's now Mother Chanel, she rock socks it. Miss Stasha, she rock socks it. But when you said anything for the face of Atlanta, when you say show-stopping, put a ballroom to a halt, I did say Ms. Raquel would be the answer because the lady is going to make the ballroom motherfucking come together.
Unstoppable, undeniable. And I have judged. And you know what, June? And the key is I have judged Danielle. I have judged Tracy Africa. See, and I think a lot of times the girls think it's shade when it's not shade. I feel like sometimes I'm like Simon Cowell because I sit there and I say, oh, it's all right. You're lovely. But bitch, being lovely is not enough. If you're walking Femme Queen face, you know you're supposed to be a goddess in this game. Femme Queens are supposed to be our goddesses. So bring a goddess to life. Make me know it. Okay, you're lovely. Stop, take the gum out your mouth.
But you know,
don't play
you know,
with me.
Like,
come on. And you know what? And then you have people that say, well, she really don't need to take the gum out of her mouth. Yes, the fuck she does.
Okay,
if you're walking face,
you know what? We used to have a higher standard.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to bring the higher standard back.
And that's true. But how do we start? Where do we start at?
Well, the first thing you can do is, can you call Miss Derek so she can get in on this? Because she's texting me saying the line is full.
Okay, hold on. I have,
That might be the first thing.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
My question is, if they have a category that says legendary runway or legendary face or legendary foot and eye wear or head-to-toe openness, and people are ordaining you a legend in your state because you walk in your state, do you feel it's right for when they have that category for them to come out of their state because they've been ordained in their state to walk with the kids that have done, earn their name, and
you have reached the Sprint voicemail box of 347-385-2663. To leave a voice message, press 1, or just wait for the tone. To send a numeric page, press 2 now.
Yeah, that's
now.
Derek.
Well, she's, well, Derek, bitch, maybe you need
at
to hang
tone,
up.
Please record your voice message. When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more op-
Hello? June, that was your question?
Yeah, that's because I'm really, like confused on that because I feel if they call for legendary, and now by me being an icon, if they call for legendary and I hit the floor, I'm looking to battle the kids that have to earn their name from state to state to state. Not
what you're looking for is you're looking for a familiar face, and you won't see one.
And I think, and to be honest with you, in all fairness, if you're deemed a legend, who am I to say you're not a legend? Is it debatable? Sure. But at the end of the day, are you still going to be a legend because they've already called you one? Yes, you are.
Yes,
and would I look late, and would I look kind of late arguing with you, telling what you're telling you what you're not? Yes, I would. So my thing is this. Once they say legendary, hit the floor running. Actually, when I walk, I don't look for competition because I don't see nobody. And there's no shame.
Exactly.
Well,
can I ask you a question? Because, you know, I got you on mute, and I'm going to chime in from time to time because, you know, I'm getting ready for the club. How about we go back to the days of when the Monk Ballroom was open? And the girls would walk, and you'd be walking for years, Miss Thing, but nobody deemed you legendary, Miss Thing. They had a legendary category, and you felt it was your time, and you came out, and they told you if you should be walking that category. Why we can't go back to those days? That used to be hot. I used to love that, when the girls would come out, and the judges would give them their turn, and then the dumb bitches would be like, no, baby, you're not. Not yet.
Well, you know what, Kelly, it's funny you say that, because I remember at the Jordan Ball, and I think I was I Revlon or something? I was something, girl. I know I was probably stoned. And they had Legendary Runway. And they said, who dared defy Devin Lee? Bitch, I went out there, and I got chopped fiercely. But guess what? I went out there, and I got chopped. But guess what? I kept coming, because it's not about the chop. Because you can win a category without ever taking the trophy home. Most girls that win the category don't win the category.
Hmm.
You know you won when they're talking about you the next day and not the winner.
Yeah.
So that's when you win the category. You know, all these girls saying, well, I owe so-and-so. I sat 8 girls, but then I got eliminated in the last battle. Baby, you know you lost if they're not talking about you. So, girl, you probably won the category. You didn't bring the $2 trophy home, but you ate it. So I think we put too much emphasis on winning and not enough emphasis on walking.
Mm-hmm.
And they put a lot of emphasis on that. And then girls say, well, I ate so-and-so. I ate Cassandra. Bitch, you'll never eat again in life nowhere. And the fact of the matter is, girl, they still not talking about you. Because
mm-hmm.
we all know gossip is what makes the ballroom scene hot.
But it's been like that for years. Before they became Walk to Me Wednesday, there were scandal sheets.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and mind you, a bitch would be more bothered about not being on a scandal sheet. Because a scandal sheet is what made the competition. You know which bitch wanted you, who wanted you, when they wanted you, and for what. You see what I'm saying? I mean, if it was runway, you know, Miss Bernie would, you know, have to back down a few girls or something. And then, you know, it was different. Like,
Savage, hold on, because you got people in the chat room said they're getting impatient. They want to call us. They got callers.
Okay.
And you girls out there, it's Classic Tuesdays with the icons themselves, Bernie, Jordan, Ebony, Cabbage, Ebony, June, Miss Rahi, and the legendary mother. From time to time, I'm going to be jumping back in. I'm squeezing my face. So send Cabbage some numbers. The girls, if they're calling in, press 1. Did you get any numbers, baby?
Yo, no, I didn't get no numbers yet.
Switchboard, are you there? Are you there, Switchboard?
Switchboard is there.
Okay.
Okay. 678-778. Caller, you're on the air.
Ooh, I thought that was me. Did I press 1 by mistake?
Yes, you did, my dear son. Is there any question that you have for me, Bernie, or the legendary June, Ms. Rahi?
Goodbye. I left not. Let's call her.
Next caller.
Don't gag like that.
Switchboard, I'm waiting.
Yes.
Welcome. Bernie. Welcome to the next caller.
Okay, so, I mean, at the end of the day, June, okay, what do you feel we should do as I'm in New York, you're in Atlanta, Georgia, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And Bernie's in New Jersey. Derek, I'm trying to get Derek on this line because I know he wants to be a part of this. But, I mean, what do we do amongst ourselves as legends and icons? You know,
well,
because I'm...
Well, down here in Atlanta, I'm blessed to actually have a few people down here that, you know, that knows the ballroom scene, my roommate Andre, icon. And we're actually trying to see if we can go back to a little bit of the old ballroom scene, but it's kind of hard because we have a new generation, and, you know, they're already stuck in the new way already. So my thing, like, when we was coming out, we always had an idol in the ballroom scene that we wanted to be like and learn from. And me, I was blessed coming from Jersey. I picked the one that was, when I came out, that was destroying New Jersey. Anytime you heard this name, this person was turning it, Eric Adonis.
Oh, yeah,
and
most definitely a bitch to look up to.
That's who I really want, and that's the person that you wanted to actually beat to actually get your name. And I was blessed to become New Jersey Finest right after him. And then from there it came down the road, you had Bernie, then you had Angel, God rest her soul, you had Alex Orr, that people was determined in the ballroom scene to actually say, we're not going to let New Jersey rest. We're going to show that we are still out there, we're still pumping. Nowadays, now everyone branched off to different states and different places. It's hard because the old school don't want to come out no more, because of the new school on how they treat us and how the categories are going and how you giving it to your girlfriend. A lot of people don't want to waste their time, their money, and their effort to actually hit the floor no more. They come
but
off
you know
the
what, June?
Balls.
You know what, June? And
hold on, Bernie. Hold on for just a second. Switchboard, let the caller in. 202-506. You're on the air.
Hello, how are you all doing tonight?
Fine,
all
and you?
Right. All right, I want to make a comment about the Run to a Twist topic.
Okay.
My name is Magic Revlon, and I was talking with my father, Tony, a couple of weeks ago about the category. And the big thing to me about that category is that when you walk in Run to a Twist, the realness thing, the twist part overshadows the realness. So I was thinking maybe if you all could possibly have them come out for their tents and Vogue Femme, and then get their battles for the realness part, maybe that would change the category in a whole nother
way. Believe it or not, they used to have that category where they used to do that, where they used to twist the twist, okay? But then what happens is with that category is you might get 5 or 6 or 7 to walk. Okay.
And but that's all that should walk in.
But you've been real with your craft because, I mean, that's the part that should be more important is the realness part rather than the twist.
You're 100% correct. And I think that that's, and believe it or not, like, just like we were saying, they should concentrate more on the realness and not the twist. But some people seem to, all twisters don't have to walk realness. Okay, and I think that takes away from the whole category itself. So now, the way they write the category, realness with a twist, is no longer realness with a twist. It's open to all performance.
Yeah, and see that. Then again, then that overshadows everybody else in their craft too, because I feel like Vogue Femme is different from Female Figure. So
I agree with you, Colin. I agree with you that the way it should be is that realness first. It should be a two-parter. It should be realness first. And then twist the second, because you cannot possibly tell me you look real twisted.
You know what it is, Bernie? This is what happens. And I can vouch. Because I know it happens, because I'm a ball promoter also. It's so many categories that you want to put on your flyer. So instead of having the realness and this category, you have open to all performance. So everybody just come out there and they vote. And that eliminates having six other performance categories because it's just one category.
And okay, and money-wise, time-wise, I understand that. But if we're going to say, but sometimes somebody has to say, well, you know what? Something has to give. Either we're going to continue to do this, or somebody needs to take a stand. Or how about this? Make realness as a twist a grand prize again. Or you know what I'm saying? I'm saying that because that way you can then spend a little bit more time on it, and you can see who's really real.
Exactly. All right, caller. Thank you very much. And I mean, just listen in and stay tuned. And if you have any more questions, just hit one again, or just come back on, and we'll be more than happy to answer your question. Next caller. 614-535. You're on the air.
Hello?
Caller. Yes.
This is Madrid Ebony.
Hi, Madrid.
Hey, G-Ma. Hey, Uncle Bernie. Hey, Kelly.
Hey.
I got a question.
Yes, baby.
For me to be walking Butch Queen runway and for me to be walking against the same person for the last 2.5 years, and the judges pick over her, what would be your opinion on picking another state or keep battling her when the judges pick over her over me for the last two years and a half?
I have a suggestion.
Wait, I got a suggestion. Hold on. As a mother, and if you've been walking this category for 2 years and this same person keeps winning over you, it's time for you to pick up your craft or even find a new category.
And that was a beautiful, Kelly. You are a mother.
But I feel, Madrid, from my point of view, that you need to take your act on the road. You're in Columbus. You're in Columbus, honey.
Columbus?
Okay. Yes, Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, okay.
Columbus, Ohio is a growing scene like every place else, but you need to branch out. You need to be in Chicago. You should have been in St. Louis. You need to go to Atlanta. You need to branch out because what you're doing is your competition is at home, and now you've outgrown your competition at home. What you need to do is you need to come to the function, walk Statement Stars and Legends, wave your hand out, give your little spin. Don't walk at home anymore.
But Madrid, I have a question. Did you say you're the one that wins, or the other girl is the one that wins?
The other one is the one who wins.
But you know what, though? I'm going to give you a classic example. And, June, I'm sure you remember this. You remember when Prentice used to always lose to Jay?
Yeah.
And do you remember? Well, they're both legends now.
Right.
And they both have turned it. So, again, because that person's winning over you doesn't mean they're winning for the night. You continue to pick up, like Kelly said, you pick up your pace, you take it to the next level, but if you're walking to win, you've already lost because it's supposed to be a personal thing for you. Because if she can make her motherfucking show the pad fly, bitch, you should get rockets on yours.
I mean, you should be,
that's
by
just
now,
the way it
after
goes.
2 years, you should either beat her or... then you need to go somewhere else and find out if it's you, and you need to reinvent your whole runway feature. Maybe you need to give another kind of effect. Maybe you need to go deeper into your effect. Maybe your runway is okay, but your effect is not given what hers is given. And
or maybe
you
your effect is fab and your runway may need work.
Right. So
word of one,
you've got a legend on the phone right now that can tell you, Ms. June didn't have it easy.
Word of advice to you, no matter if she is winning over you, when you hit that floor, the audience lets you know what you are doing. If you hot, the audience is going to let you know that you're hot. So regardless if she's winning over you for the last 2 years, yes, branch out to another city. But don't stop walking in your city, because that's where you want to make your name before you go anywhere. Because if
exactly,
you can't
I agree.
City,
you
then
think so?
Go to another city.
Yeah, but also, too, I got a question to you guys, too. Well, sweetie, have you ever asked the judges why they're not picking you?
Well, most of it's because of she's got girlfriends on the panel.
Baby,
but the thing is,
baby, then guess what? You need to buy cupcakes and buy people drinks. If that's all you're going to win over for 2 years, honey, you need to buy a few bitches a couple drinks. I think it may be a little bit more. What I would suggest you do is study more different types of runway, so when she thinks she got you in the corner, you can bust out with a new style on her. Something that she may not be prepared, that she may not know you have in your arsenal. So try different things. I agree with that.
Okay. But I walk out of state, too. I walk a lot in Chicago, Indianapolis. But the main thing is that's what my big struggle is here in Columbus, Ohio, is with her.
Columbus. There's no shade. I hope they're not listening. But, girl, ain't no legends in Columbus.
Okay.
Amen.
All right, Madrid. Nice talking to you, honey. Give me a call on Wednesday or Thursday, and we can talk about this situation even deeper because you are in Ebony.
Thanks, Jima.
All right, baby. The next caller is 347-528. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Mom. This is Eric Ebony. How you doing?
Hi, baby. What's going on?
Nothing much. Hey, Bernie. Hey, Kel. Hey, June. What's going on?
Do you have a question?
Yes, I actually have a comment about what y'all said about Riddles for the Twist. I think Riddles for the Twist was a key ball category. I'm saying that back in the day, because I was one of the originals that actually started the Riddles for the Twist. And then it's just like, I guess that the more people that started getting thrown that couldn't get it into performance, they went into Riddles for the Twist, and being that they leaders that was on judges' panels and stuff like that pushed them more into doing that and made it more as a professional category, and that it just went all out the way. That's why a lot of us stopped walking that category, you know what I'm saying, because they wanted to go beyond that instead of just keeping it as a kiki-bone category. As for Kelly, when you were saying back then, when you used to walk, you know what I'm saying, there was people that Dre, Cabbage, you know, they used to put people on the spot that, you know what I'm saying, if there wasn't a point, they were shocked. You know what I'm saying? Y'all still got people that's out here that, you know what I'm saying, that can lead to that police for that example. It's just that y'all don't see the people that was saying to be on the panel. There's new people that actually are leaders, and kids and other mothers and fathers don't see it in that level, you know what I'm saying, because they want to continue keeping that limelight. If you give them people that chance to show what they are capable of doing besides walking and honest judges, maybe the ballroom would be a little bit more better than what it is. You know, maybe the kiki balls would be shut down a lot more, and people would be a stronger asset that could come into the balls and start showing their talent and more than that.
So are you saying that they're a little intimidated?
Yes, it is. And the reason why is because the same judges that you catch in Atlanta is in New York and everywhere else doing the same old thing. And I've seen it plenty of times, and Mom, you already know, I'll be ready to shut it down, and you tell me now, calm it down. Well, I see it. I see the shading from the beginning to the end.
But you know what, Eric? I agree with you. But the first thing about ballroom, and I think everybody on the panel, but on the phone can agree with, shade is an integral part of ballroom.
Yeah,
shade is never leaving. So what we need to do, and this is for the people that are coming up, you have to find a way to deflect the shade. Use the shade to make you stronger. So, again, I say to you, this is not answering the part about the young leaders. This is just about the shade part, because a lot of people say that. And I just want to be on the radio and say, for the record, I do know there's shade. I had no friends in the ballroom scene. I was odd man out. I took over my dead best friend's house, and I had nobody.
But shade makes you stronger. And unfortunately, we're dealing with butch queens, femme queens, and butches and trans, whatever they are today. Them people. And they're just a part of what it is. Shade is just like saying, I want a salad dressing, but I want oil, but I don't want vinegar. They come together.
Right.
And I don't have an answer. I don't have an answer how to get through it or not to see the shade. You just got to keep walking.
All right, Eric, thank you.
And I'm a perfect example for the bitch being motherfucking shady bitch. I worked hard for every motherfucking thing that I get. Nobody didn't give me anything easy in this world, we'll see. And that's the problem with the girls. It took me 11 years before the girls acknowledged me as being a legend. And I'm still fighting to get the respect that I deserve. It's all about fighting and getting what you want. And you girls, when you have to stand up for what you want, honey, you have to work hard. And nothing comes to you easy.
And it's no shade. I mean, I bought categories and didn't win. And, bitch, people still talk about me, like, from 10 years ago what I did. So, again, remember, it's not the winning. It's about the audience will let you know. When you walk off that runway, and Kelly, June, I know you know this.
Mm-hmm.
You will eat it. The judges may have picked over you, but the audience then tells you, bitch, you ate that.
You turfed it.
And you only need to hear from two or three people, and you know you did your job for what? The night.
Right.
Exactly.
Thank you, Eric.
And that's all you need.
All right, Eric. I got to take another caller. Bernie, hold on. Thanks, Eric. Call me later, all right, baby? All right, caller 773-552, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi, Godmother.
Hi,
Uncle Bernie.
What's going
hey.
On?
This is Tree.
Hey, Tree.
I wish I could get this much support when I call a performance meeting.
Hey, Tree, Ebony.
Wow. Hey, Uncle Birdie, what's up? I just want to tell you,
hi, June, this Rahi.
Oh, hi, June. I'm sorry. Hi, Callie.
Yes, you.
How you doing?
That's right. Thank you.
Hello.
So, you
hello.
Have a question for us?
No, not really. I was just enjoying the conversation. I thought it was, something that was well.
What do you feel about the twist category, Tree?
I mean, you already know how I feel about the twist category. I feel like I'm one of the realest twisters out there, but you know what I'm saying, because I don't per se vogue like some of the rest of the twisters out there. I get shaded, but I'm still supposed to, but everybody always tells me, oh, Tree, you're the epitome of the category, but then I turn around and I get shaded and get set in my first battle. And, you know what I'm saying? So I just have to work hard. I feel like, you know what I'm saying, I just eat practice in my Vogue and working harder at my Vogue, or I just leave the category alone. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I was...
Right, because you know it's not your realness.
It can be my realness.
You think it's your realness?
No, I don't think it's his realness. I think he is the epitome of realness with a twist. I think we need to start making up, these bitches need to go and move on to Vogue Femme, or we need to start having a category called, we need to bring back Benji Vogue, and these realists with a twist need to walk Benji Vogue, and let's get some real realists with a twist back on the floor.
Exactly.
I think it's kind of
but they do need another category.
I think it's all real. You never worry about your realness because you are real. Here's another Ebony that I love to see walk realness with a twist. And when I say he's real all day long, but they do not give him his props when he walks. His performance may not be like the Vogue Femme kids, but you, when he hits that floor, B-Rock Ebony from North Carolina, he's real as day. His performance is very much, I'm a boy and I stay in my boy element, but I'm not Vogue Femme like the rest of them. He gives the effects when it's time to turn to come into that category, but they're taking the whole effect away from being real. The whole thing about it, can you tell this boy Vogue? Can you tell this boy can do any type of performing like a Femme? Some of these kids that Vogue realness with a twist, you said, oh, my God, they've been voting for years.
I was just talking to some of my kids, and I want to have a ball. And I want to have Doug Realness with a twist for $500. But none of the twisters that walk Realness with a Twist can walk. I want to see the thug guys that come out there and be playing in the house like Father Illuminati come out there and vote for that category.
And you know what? And I'll meet you on that $500 because I'm supposed to be having the ball soon and I'll have the same category at mine.
Because I want to see, like, the hard people that, you know, that pull that's just hard out as fuck, but they play with it and they dip and it's falling out, they dip and look fierce. I want to see that come back to the light and to the aspect. Come back to the
you,
because these children now.
I want you to be real. I don't ask for much. I'm not asking you for you give me your mother. I'm not asking for your DNA.
Believe it or not, and
all
you know,
I'm asking for is for you to be real.
This is one of my favorite twisters, and I don't think that he has lost. I think that he tried to, like, invent himself more. But to me, the best twister for me from maybe 2-3 years ago is Face. Face, now Herrera, used to be Ebony. I think he was an epitome of a twister. He used to be able to do everything, but not as perfect as a Vogue femme. And he always kept his masculinity with him. And that's what I loved about Faith. And when he first came to me and told me he wanted to walk the category, I was like, it can't, no, not really. And then one day he made me know it. And I loved his performance and I loved his twist because it was an original looking twist. It was offbeat, offset, but still masculine and somewhat graceful. And that's all I need for Realness with a Twist.
Well, I do need a bit of B. I do need a little rhythm.
Okay, yeah, at least catch the B. Don't say the B.
No, that's the problem. That's the problem. That's the problem, Bernie and Truth. The twist, boys.
You mean to tell me you can't be real and catch a beat?
No,
they
should have catched the beat. They playing with it. They should have been able to catch the beat. That means if they can catch the beat, that means they've been at home with their role film girlfriends and they've been practicing.
I think it should be like Uncle Bernie said, you should just be real. It don't matter how good you vote, you should just be real. And the realer you are, and the better you vote, I think it makes the crowd live more.
I think it does too.
70%, 70, 30, 60, 40. But it has to be, unfortunately, that when they say it's Twista, realness is connected to that. They're connected. Unfortunately, and these girls that are Vogue, and there's no shade. I ain't going to embarrass girls because then they think you're throwing shade at them. I'm already considered a deaf person. But a lot of them, look, they're not real. They can't even walk through the projects. They can't even walk down downtown.
If that's the case,
Bernie, that's opening up a whole other topic because, shit, there's some motherfucking fake queens, bitch, that's out here can't walk through the motherfucking project, but they get their motherfucking tits at a motherfucking ball, bitch. Please,
and
I don't wear motherfucking bitch.
And
I don't wear makeup.
Next week on Classic, and talk about them, too.
I don't motherfucking wear makeup at all, buddy. You can ask Cabbage. I don't paint outside of a motherfucking ball. And yes, girls, I do have a shadow underneath my paint, Miss Faye. And I do not wear paint. I walk down 125th Street all day and collect numbers. I walk through Brooklyn and collect numbers. I'm in the Bronx and I collect numbers, bitch. But it don't make me no real or no less than any of these other girls. But, bitch, please, don't start me up, honey. I gotta get another extra 2 hours. We start something else.
Okay. So, all right, y'all. I have another caller. Tree, thank you very much. Please
question,
keep listening. And if you have any more questions, just chime back in, all
right? I got a question now. I've been wondering, like, what's up with both films not tucking?
Well, I'm not dead sure
serious.
Right that.
I'm like dead ass serious, like for real. Like the both films.
Do
you
mean have sex? Mean sexually?
Tucking at me like a drag queen. Put it between their legs, like you both film, and you got like you out there, like you got 3D twisting me. It's not both film. Me, it's like no.
From what I've analyzed, Tree, and it's really sad to say, most of the Vogue films are tops.
No, but you know what, though? We laugh about that,
Y'all gonna make me have to get extra time because you being chatty. Because no, yes, we're both friends on the top.
Bottom. So don't say that. I walk girls with.
I'm not saying you. But I remember back in the days when I came out, the Vogue Friends was the ones that was slaying the children, and the Thug Rollers was the ones that was getting slayed.
Let me ask you a question. Now, this is what I don't understand with gay people. And this has nothing necessarily ballroom, but it's gay people as a whole and in general. I don't know about anybody else. I didn't get in this lifestyle or come out for people to label me and tell me what I was. I came out because of the same sex. So no matter what I do, it's no shade to anybody. It shouldn't reflect on who I am. And if we worry about who's the top and who's getting fucked and who's not getting fucked, we're just like the straight people that throw shade and who are prejudiced to us. Let me tell you, isn't it just great that I'm able to have sex with a man and not have my house burned down or get beat in the street? But now I have to be in a ballroom scene. I have to be a top, bottom, sideways, verse. Can I ask you a question? I don't care what the fuck you do unless I'm interested in you.
Amen.
So whatever you do, you do it safely. You're an adult. You make the decision. But, again, Logan Femme does not dictate what you like to do sexually. Being a femme queen does not necessarily dictate what you like to be sexually. As an adult, you make up your own mind. The ballroom in your category, which is nothing but extracurricular activity, does not dictate what I do in bed, nor should I dictate what you do in bed.
So can you imagine like Pretty yakking you, like Pretty Allure just like on your back, like punching
the
shit out?
And there's no shade. If I thought Pretty was attracted to me in that manner, it would be fine with me. Because guess what?
No,
I paid my bills last month. Hopefully, if I did have Pretty, the bitch could help me pay the bills.
Oh no, maybe because I'm newer. I'm in a newer school.
You knew what I'm gonna suggest you do. We're going to put you back on the rotation because you done messed up with me.
I'm going to drop you a jewel tree while you're going back on rotation, while I'm getting ready to take my next caller. The reason why they call us homosexuals, because we are men that like men. And the only reason why you like men that like men, because both of y'all have dicks. Dick is the key. Because if you were going to fuck a cunt, you just go and fuck a cunt. But the reason why you like these amazing things called men is because they have penises. You know, so, I mean, in all reality, that's what gay means. I like boys, and boys like me.
Thank God.
So that's the whole thing. So regardless if it's Pretty, Cassandra, or whomever, if they have a dick and you find them attractive in that way, it doesn't matter. What I was saying is that it seems like in the ballroom scene, the reason why the Vogue Femmes do not tuck their bird, because they get their 10 for not tucking their bird. Okay.
Well, no. I mean, but you know what? I think they get their 10s, hopefully, for their talent. Maybe I live in Kansas, and, you know, I don't know.
Well, yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, what a person does sexually has no bearing on me. If somebody walks realness, and I know they can yak fiercely, that has nothing to do with it. As a real judge, what you do, I don't care. I'm judging you for what you're doing right now.
But see, people need
I'll
to
really
learn
do for me right
judge
now.
What they're judging. You're judging realness. You're not judging real. So what is real? Because you get fucked in your ass, that means you're not real? Because you like to put cock in your mouth, that means you're not real? Okay, what does realness mean? Because I walk up and down Eastern Parkway, Franklin Avenue, Bedford Stuyvesant, Bushwick, everywhere, as Miss Cabbage. I don't never change my flavor, never change my name. When you introduce yourself, if it's not it has anything to do with business or anything personal or family members, it's Cabbage Patch. Cabbage Patch, period. When I meet boys, Cabbage. And if you want to put a handle on it, Miss Cabbage. But make no motherfucking mistakes. Like I tell everybody. You can tell me any. If you gotta tell me you a top, then you're not a top.
Yeah.
Period.
And if they concern you a top, then they're probably not the person you should be sleeping with.
Exactly. Period. If I need to become another character to satisfy you in bed, then there's no reason for me to even be in bed with you because we're both being characters.
Unless you're being paid to be a character.
Well, unfortunately.
Unless you're being paid to be a character, and that's agreement between two people, and that's for the next show.
Right, and that's for another show. So, Switchboard, do you have any more callers for me? Okay, cool. Since I got a lot of them, let's bring them on, honey. June, are you still there?
I'm still here.
That
was the geeky, right, June?
Uh-huh.
The DeBogans, don't touch.
Okay, next caller, 313-478. Caller, you're on the air. Hello, caller.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, Kevin and Bernie. Hey, Ma. Hey, Reaper. This is TJ.
Hi, TJ, honey. Do you have a question?
Yeah. Okay, I've been hearing all this talk about realness with a twist and performance and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want to walk realness with a twist, do you have to vote?
Yes.
There wouldn't be no twist then.
What about runway? That can't be your twist?
That can be.
I never thought about it. I never thought like that,
I
guess.
It can be.
That's a whole new category. That would be realness.
That's some new shit.
Believe it or not, that's a good idea. That should be something that should come up in the near future. Realness with a twist.
But I understand what he's saying, but whoever defined when they said realness with a twist, whoever defined that it was Vogue Femme, it says realness with a twist. Your twist can be anything.
Right,
well, realness with a twist came from Fag Out. Realness with a twist came from Fag Out, and it was only a kiki, and it didn't evolve into something else. And to be honest with you, there's no reason why it couldn't be. I'm not sure how popular it would be at first, but it probably would catch you on some momentum, but why not? I mean, we have no other choice if they make it a category but to judge it.
It's something to try, right, Kelly?
Yes, bitch, honey, because you never know, honey. They can have realists with a twist, and they twist can be that they can get up in drags and be as real as they are as a motherfucking boy, as a girl.
Exactly.
Yeah,
reinvented twist. So who says that twist has to be Vogue Femme? Twist can be anything that you are that is inclined to give your twist of your realness.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're 6 foot tall, maybe the best thing for you to do is walk runway. Maybe you could defeat them better with runway. Maybe European or American. It's still your twist. Your twist to the subject. That's it.
It's interesting. I don't see no reason why
not. It's interesting. I mean, it's something to think about. I'm jotting it down as we're going on. Okay, Switchboard, my next caller. Thank you, caller.
Yes.
My next caller is 678-778. Caller, you're on the air.
Yes, what's up? This is Jay Ebony. Hey, Ma, I love you. Hello, everybody. This category, this question is for June. How do you feel about, because I'm a runway kid, how do you feel about legendary runway legendary or iconic runways, and they hit the floor, and it's a new girl or a girl that hasn't become legendary, and they sit there? So, like Bernie said, we're judging you for now. So how do you speak to a girl that set a legend as far as crowd and her runway, but the legend won the category anyway because they're a legend? What do you say about that?
I have been put in that predicament. I went to Detroit, and I walked for $1,000, and me and a person, I'd heard of them walking runway, and I had met them, and I hadn't really, you know, they didn't have a name like legend, and they beat me for the $1,000. And I felt that, you know, they earned, if you're beginning runway and you beat a legend or an icon for runway and you deserve it, that's where you start making your name. Mm-hmm. So I will never, ever have a attitude to a person that deserves to beat me for runway. But if you don't deserve to beat me for one runway, I'm going to have an attitude. So by you being a new person on the scene that walk runway, if you walk runway down, I'm going to give you a prop and let you know, okay, you are the answer. And you have beat me, and you deserve to have beat me. So no, if you ever walk against an icon or a legend and they give you attitude in the ballroom, catch what I say, in the ballroom, let you know that you served them and that you should have won, take that and run with it.
I agree. I agree with that 100%.
Right. Okay, everybody, we got Derek Ebony on, too, also, with June and me and Bernie. Derek, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Cabbage.
Okay, hi, Derek. What's going on?
This kind of put me up to speed on what is actually going on.
in regards to
Q&A.
The question. Okay, and what is the basis of the Q&A? What are they basically at? What is it that the questions that people want?
Whatever they want. Ballroom, and the things that ballroom and how ballroom has changed drastically in the past, say 15 years from when we came out until now. You know what I'm saying? And how we're missing so many creative categories. You know, for example.
Can I give a quick synopsis to everyone and especially the callers on how a historic perspective on how things actually changed?
Please, we have you on.
Okay, this is for the listeners and of course the people that are on Bernie Cabbage in June. That what happened was, well, back in the in the beginning of the ball scene when categories were just basic. Y'all remember. When it just, the flyer just said face, runway, realness, body. You know what I'm saying? You had the opportunity to be creative because you wanted to win. You know? It didn't ask for nothing, so you was able to exude your creativity because you knew you wanted to turn it out. What actually happened was, is by the late 80s, early 90s, this is what happened. Harmonica, who was Dorian Adonis, started giving those balls, and she started giving those mini deluxes. Y'all remember? There was mini deluxe ball, and it was at the honey hole and the blue swan, and she started having these more comical type categories because we didn't have that before. Y'all remember? You know? And
that's serious.
Huh?
Everything was real serious.
Well, everything was really, really, really serious, and she started bringing a little bit of fun into those categories, you know? And then as time progressed on when the 90s rolled around in the mall ballroom era, which was the black era, you know, things kind of went back and it was just basically still face and runway or, you know, it acts for a little bit more. It wasn't seem until basically to the balls went to the YMCA and then things started to come a little different after Eric died, you know? And it was acting for so much and the kids is just like, wow, you know what I'm saying? They want you to, you know, runway with a pink shoe and a purple hat and a blue scarf. And where am I being creative at when everybody's kind of looking the same, you know? And I think going back to what y'all were saying about, y'all were arguing about the way it used to be, just any other. But if things go back to basics, you know what I'm saying, then people will be able to exhume their own creativity. And back to what Kelly was saying, that we would see more of the creativity because you don't have no choice but to be creative. If you just ask for just one thing. Now, I don't know from my opinion, do you think that works in this day and era or does it not work in this day and era?
I think they need fucking instructions.
I really think it works.
You think the kids need instructions?
You know when I seen that the girls had creativity? I seen the girls when the girls had creativity when Jasmine had at the collections ball.
That runway was the best runway that I've seen in a long time. Was the animals going wild type thing?
Yes, when they had to be creativity and they had to be animalistic. And the girls played and they played and you see that the girls still had it in them. We need to start wording the categories the correct way and the girls will bring that creativity
But Bernie, why do you feel like that the kids do not need instruction?
I'm gonna answer your question.
Okay. Uh-huh.
It has to do with the category, like Kelly said, with the way you word it. Those are instructions. The category is nothing but instructions on how to do things. That's
mm-hmm.
all a category
mm-hmm.
is. A category tells you what time you're walking, what number your category is, and what they're looking for. They need instructions. I didn't say they should be dictated to, but they do need instructions. And that's why everybody shouldn't give a ball, because guess what? If you're giving a ball, you should be able to tell somebody should be able to get to your ball, and you look at the end of the runway, baby, that's not what I asked for.
Mm-hmm.
Did you read the category? That's why we say, and you remember what they used to say back in the day, baby, you didn't read the category.
Right.
And when Paris took a wig off, said, that's not, I know what I'm looking for because I'm it.
And you know, we also got to get back to the commentators knowing that what the category is calling for, like back in the days when Eric was alive, God rest his soul, and somebody would come to the back of the runway, Eric would give the very baby, That's not what the category is calling for. And escort them off the runway so they don't even have to embarrass themselves already. And wasted judges' time. Because all of that stuff, it wastes the judges' time. And that's why the judges get aggravated and then bitches start getting chopped and shit. Because the judges are aggravated because all these kiki bitches want to come up here and want to kiki. And then the girls want to kiki with them while they're doing it. And then the judges get aggravated. Then a real bitch come out there that's really doing it. The judges is already aggravated. So now this bitch start got chopped.
Which commentator is going to stand in the back? Because it seems like all the commentators trying to get to the front.
Let me add something also, too, about...
Everybody seems to want to be in the limelight.
But let me add something, too. Let me do that for the community listening. When balls were at, when people gave balls back in the days, and if y'all remember, you had a meeting with your judges. When you had your fight, you knew who your judges was. You had a meeting, and you and your judges sat down, and y'all went over categories. So when your judges panel sat on your judges panel, they the fly in front of them because things were already discussed and things were already mentioned. Your commentator knew what he was looking at. You know what I'm saying? And your judges knew what they were actually judging. I've sat on many panels, and someone has leaned to me and said, "Derek, what's the category?" Well, didn't you read the flyer? You know what I'm saying?
Of course they did.
You know?
And they never were a judge, and they still didn't read the flyer. No one is going to be a judge. But the only thing half of the judges worry about is getting in for free.
Okay. that goes on the credibility of the person that's given the ball, because basically you're supposed to ensure you don't make your judges as they come through the door. Your judges are already pre-planned. You know what I'm saying? Right, you know what I'm saying? And they're prepped on it. Even when you call them up and say, "Girl, let's go over this. Girl, you got my flyer. Let's go over my category." You know what I'm saying?
What I'm looking for.
Right. Do you know what I'm actually looking for? And that's where the questions arise. You know what I'm saying? So then when they're judging, they go, "Girl, I read the category. I know what the category is. We went over this, da-da-da-da-da." Then, again, Kelly, that's where basically kids do not get a chance to get themselves set up, because, again, they get stopped right then and there. I'm sorry.
This is why I noticed that a lot when I sit on judges' panel and a bitch come out and they look fierce, everybody on the judges' panel turned down and the girls look at me. Like, okay, because you already know she on the panel. She's going to be a fierce, but she's going to chop them. If you on the judges' panel, this person is to take and hold up their categories and hold up their standards to their ball and expect you to be fair and not just give their money away. Because I don't want nobody to take and come to my ball and just give my money away. And I'm not going to come to nobody else's ball and just give their money away. I don't give a fuck if they work for it or if they crafted for it.
Okay, y'all, I got a few callers that I need to take care of because Switchboard is telling me that I have a few callers. So my first caller is 646-418. Caller, are you there? Okay, going on to the next call, 347-240. Caller, are you there? Hello, 347-240?
I'm here.
Hi, how are you doing? What's your
name? Hey, Kelly, this is Tim Princess.
Hi, Tim. Oh, another old legend on the phone.
Hey, Bernie, June, Kelly, Derek, hi, everybody.
Hey, what's up?
Hey. I just want to say one quick thing, not to get off the topic and hope I don't offend nobody, but I just want to quickly say that I've always felt that June, Armani, Mizza was always underrated. I'm sorry. I just had to say that.
Thank you.
And that the iconic status that he finally got, it was long overdue.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say that.
Well, congratulations to you, June, on it. When did you get it?
Well, underrated in terms of, let me ask that question. Well, what did you think was underrated about June?
Well, I personally feel, this is my own personal opinion, because, you know, I've seen June walk for years. We're both from Jersey. There were times when I felt that he deserved to win and he didn't. Plain and simple.
Okay.
I don't think that's underrated. Now, June, here's my synopsis of the whole thing. If you didn't lose a few, that wouldn't make you a better winner, correct?
No.
Okay, then. Lost a few and you won a few, that's not being underrated. That's just being a part of the competition. And today wasn't just not his day. And then again, the day that it was his day
and you had a fierce judge, which you had many times, June, that you were misunderstood.
June, you know you talk too goddamn much too, girl. Because you're too scary. If I'm not mistaken.
Oh, no, yeah, I have a question from the chat room. Somebody want to know how many balls was back in the days?
How many balls was back in the days?
What is their definition? Kelly asked him, what's the definition of back in the days? Because the girls think that 2004 is back in the days.
They're talking about, I guess, from 95, from when I came out. They must be talking about.
I guess 95 would be considered back in the day at this point, yeah.
I guess so.
You know what? If it takes 10 years to become a legend, so guess what? We're talking 10 years back is back in the day.
Okay, 10 years is 2000. I don't call that back in the day.
If it takes you 10 years to become a legend, because that's what they're based it on, it's always been based on that, then if it takes 10 years, then Bishop, if Bishop just became a legend tomorrow, that meant she was walking back in the day. So
she was walking in 2000?
Can y'all hear me? They want to know how much was tables back in the days.
Huh? What?
Was tables back in the days.
What was Kelly?
How much did they charge for tables back in the days? These are questions the young girls ask.
$75. $75.
And when I tell you the stuff that you got on that table, you got soda, you got fried chicken, you got collard greens, you got seasoned rice, you got macaroni.
You got more wet sometimes.
You got
things that were worth it. And only reason why, because these people had means and ways of just getting things like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
No, that's not necessarily true, because, you know, I never crafted. My tables was always fast.
I said people have means and ways to get that, regardless of what it was, Bernie.
It wasn't craft. It didn't always have to be craft. Because, Bernie, at your ball, I had roast beef.
It was $50 to $70, but the answer to that question, that was because that was the 90s and that was the sign of the times. I remember my balls were $12. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It was twelve dollars, and you got more worth $12. The ball started at 7 o'clock in the morning. You didn't get home till 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
No.
It was worth your $12.
But at that time,
you know?
I think when I first came out, a year, I think there were only 6 to 7 balls a year.
Right. It was no more than eight balls, and you knew what balls they were actually were back then. Because going back to categories again, every ball, every person that gave a ball, which was an Avis or a Pepper or a Dorian or a Paris or the House of Ebony or the House of Chanel, all had the same category. You know what I'm saying? If it was a winter ball, it was winter sportswear. If it was a summer ball, it was summer sportswear. But everything was the same. And that's how people accrued status, because you walked the same category constantly. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The next question I want to know that came across Yahoo is, how do y'all feel about balls being $40 and $30 now, since it came down from the era of $12?
I haven't paid $40 in a ball. And when it's $40, I won't be coming.
You're saying they need to be giving away motherfucking coupons, discounts, and all types of shit for all of the grocery stores. That makes no sense whatsoever.
We only got 5 minutes left. This is what Switchboard is telling me, so I don't know what to do from here.
Got 5 minutes left. Do we got any more callers, Switchboard? We can take one more caller, try to get one more caller in, and then everybody's going to say goodnight after this caller, and then Cabbage is going to do his first closing out of the show.
Okay, the next caller that I have, Switchboard, is 323-898. Caller, are you there? Okay, caller, are you there? Okay, the next caller is 314-458. Oh, in fact, I have another call. 803-477. Caller, are you there? Hello, caller. 803-477. Well, I guess we have no more.
Where
they
at?
Okay, where they at?
So just keep going until you get one.
Okay.
Private caller, are you there?
Private caller, you're live on the air on Classic Tuesdays. Private caller. I guess not.
Oh, that's private and stupid.
Oh, all these legends on the phone and you don't want to ask the question. That's surprising. Okay, here's another caller from Maryland, 410-530. Caller, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, honey.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone.
It sounds like Joseph.
No, this is, oh, honey, no, it's Lego. I'm so new, like virgin.
Okay, well, what's your question, baby?
Well, my thing is, I just came into the thing, I want to say 2 years ago. I didn't walk my first ball to the recent latex ball. So from what I see, from what I have heard and everything, all the shade and everything, it's just like me personally, I wish that more legends were involved in everything. It's like everybody, like, y'all seem to pay it. You know, if y'all don't feel like, you know, y'all need to go to a certain ball, y'all don't go. You know, it's like everybody look up to y'all, but y'all not there. You know what I'm saying? Or y'all in the background.
I agree with that.
That's true. I agree with it. And I think that we need to police upon ourselves as legends and icons and those that are iconic bound, like myself. Yeah, I do.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, honey. Go ahead.
Okay, because me personally, I mean, like, I watched from before I even stepped to the scene, I wanted to make sure exactly what I was stepping into, you know, so I watched mm-hmm. Paris is Burning, and it's just like everybody was so involved back then in a positive way. Now it's like, you know, y'all letting y'all girls, y'all T-girls get overly pumped. Nobody's saying shit about that. Y'all letting y'all girls do crack, do all these drugs, not saying shit about it. Let the shade happen, not saying shit about it. And then think it's cute, and then y'all go around and then judge the scene when y'all ain't doing nothing.
Okay. I guess that's the person that has a lot to say, and they really feel some kind of way about it. So what do you feel that we should do as a whole, as the people themselves?
Yeah, please tell me what we should do about drug use.
But just like y'all said back, just like it was said back in the day, you know, it was all started as a family basis. You know, even if you're not a part of a certain house, you still have some mother watching you. It's like saying everybody just took away the family aspect. Not everybody's just trying to get popular. Everybody wants to be legend. You know, everybody wants to fuck for an LSS. It's like if it was more family orientated, then we wouldn't have a problem that we have now. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we definitely do agree with you, but on that note, we have 2 minutes left. And so, baby, I want to tell you good night, and I want to tell you to be back here next Tuesday because Cabbage will be back on the line, and we could definitely pick up where we left off next Tuesday. Now, Cabbage, go ahead and wrap it up with your guests.
Love you, Kelly.
My guests, Bernie, June, Derek, thank you. Derek, if you get a chance to come back next week, I really would want you to come back because I think that there's a lot more that you have to give to the younger generation. And Bernie,
okay.
If you care to chime in, I please June. Always, you know, it's always love between me and you. I mean, you're from an era that those kids need to learn, like they're like from the 80s with me and Derek, and like Bernie from the 70s. So I mean, we all need to get it. We all need to get it.
The 70s.
In. Yeah, you act like you didn't hear me. We all need to get in. So everybody on my panel, can you please say a good night with a hearty amen, please? Thank you, Derek. So
amen and good night.
Amen.
Everybody on Blog Talk Radio.
Wait, hold on. I'm the legendary overall East Coast mother. Like I say every night, practice safe sex and wrap it up. We'll be back here tomorrow night with the legendary Nicole Icon for Ladies Night. Cabbage, take it away, champ.
Thank you, everybody. I would like to thank Jasmine. I would like to thank Derek, Bernie, and June for being on my show. My first one, I think I had a wonderful time. I think I have so much more material to cover, and I need a lot of more questions from you guys next week. Make sure that everybody pushes one, and I want to say to everybody, thank you very much. Don't put nothing in your mouth that don't belong to you, and if you do, wrap it up. And before you put it in your mouth or put it in your butt, pray for it, pray on it, and wrap it up. Thank you, and have a nice day, and thank you, everybody. Have a nice night, everybody. I'm on my way to the club.
Hey, hold on.
What? What happened?
Oh, no, not you, Cabbage.
Oh.
We done. We off the air.
Okay, we...
Yeah, we done.
I have a private caller coming up. Hold on, Kelly. Well, Kelly.